Computer hackers have leapt to the defence of WikiLeaks after Visa, PayPal and MasterCard withdrew their services. MasterCard's website was paralysed overnight by hackers, and other companies have been warned they'll face similar attacks if they restrict or turn their backs on business with WikiLeaks. London correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
Cyber hackers are dealing out their own version of justice. Since Julian Assange's arrest warrant by Swedish prosecutors was executed, their website has crashed numerous times. Karen Rosander from the Swedish Prosecution Authority hasn't ruled out cyber attack.
First of all, we have to find the reason for what happened, and then we will analyse what we have to do next to prevent it from happening again.
The next cyber victim, MasterCard. The international credit card suspended payments to WikiLeaks last week, and overnight it was paralysed. The cyber attack is known as a distributed denial of service. Basically, an orchestrated deluge of traffic thrown the website's way, freezing it. Claiming responsibility is a group called Anonymous. It started off as a small group of online activists. Now, its global volunteer recruit count is 4,000 and climbing. It describes WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as a free speech martyr, and it's vowed to extend its campaign to anyone with an anti-WikiLeaks agenda. Next in its sights could be sites like Visa, PayPal, Twitter, Amazon and Swiss bank Post Finance, who've also announced they've ceased trading with the whistleblowing site. A group member calling himself Cold Blood has given the BBC a statement which reads, "We feel WikiLeaks has become more than about the leaking of documents. It has become a war ground. This is about people versus the government." Despite recent chokes being put on its income source, and its founder locked up in a jail cell, WikiLeaks insists it can keep operating. Spokesman Kristen Rafnason.
No, I mean, we are a group of dozens of people who are have been working closely together in various countries and linked online. We're an online-based organisation. This is a planned release. We are continuing in accord to the plan that was set out long ago. If he is away for a few days, it's not going to alter the course that we are on. And we hope to see him with us in a few days.
Johnny Ryan wrote the book A History of the Internet and a Digital Future. He says the WikiLeaks saga marks a key moment in the history of the internet.
And what I think we're seeing is that there's a centrifugal trend in business, politics and society in which power is increasingly being distributed away from the centre and into the hands of individuals.
He says this is not an opportunity for states to try to crack down on the headlessness of the internet.
As of my last count, which was yesterday morning, WikiLeaks had been mirrored 748 times. So that means there are 748 targets for one or more states to try and tackle on the internet. And of course, there is no international consensus on what should be regarded as illegal. So there's always going to be at least one jurisdiction where anything that is regarded as illegal in one state can always reside as a safe haven. So what I would suggest is that this is not the opportunity for states to try and put a genie that's escaped back into a bottle. It'll simply make the problem much worse.
The WikiLeaks genie, Julian Assange, remains trapped in jail, his lawyers deciding whether to launch another bail application before he faces court next week. But his supporters maintain the leaks will continue as the organisation's arms continue to operate in cyberspace without its public figurehead. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for AM.